Okay, Torah Or, Megillah Sester, page Sadik Aleph, second column, Achlohovin, second paragraph. Okay, so the last thing the Rebbe was explaining about the Lukus coming down, the Matan Torah, the Susacha, the Kruv, the Kabbalah Seol was revealed in the days of Mordechai because of Mesiras Nefesh, and so on. Okay? So he explained this whole union of taking the Levush Machus and the Sus is all very, very lofty levels. The way Elukus is coming down from the highest levels of godliness all the way down into the world. But the question is, who came up with this idea? Haman came up with this idea. How does Haman get to this idea? That's what the Alter Rebbe is asking now. Haman was the one that took the Levush and the Sus. And he put it on Mordechai, so the Alter Rebbe asks, Mayayin Zocha Haman Lebchinus Alalu. How does Haman get to these levels? Because these are lofty levels, Levush Malchus and Sus, the Sus and the Kesed. I mean, these are all very lofty levels. So he says, Hini, Amen of Zal, the Gemara says, Haman Menateira Minayin. It's interesting, the Gemara asks, where do we find Esther in the Torah? Where do we find Mordechai in the Torah? And then the Gemara says, where do we find Haman in the Torah? Where do we find Haman's name mentioned in the Torah? So it says, Hamin ha'eitz. By the Chet Eitzadas, Hashem said to Adam after they ate and they realized that they were not wearing any clothing, and Hashem came, and Hashem said, why are you hiding? He said, well, we realized we were naked and we was nice. So Hashem said to him, Hamin ha'eitz. Did you eat from the tree? Hamin is Haman. How does Haman get to the Eitz Hadas? And the Indian is like this. Amalek is the first of all nations. All the nations are Klipa, Tevera. And Amalek is Reishis Goyim Amalek, meaning Lemaile Mehen. And this is the uniqueness of all the nations, Bechlal, the seven nations of Canaan, that the Eden had to conquer the land, they represent the seven Midas of evil. By Amalek, the Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amalek, and it says, why is Amalek the level of Reishis, the beginning of all nations? So it says in the Medrash that Yodea es ribeinoi umechaven limribei. What was unique about Amalek was intellect of evil. All the other Midas, even the 70 nations, are seven composed of 10. But Amalek is true blue seichel of evil. Okay, and therefore it says, Reish is goyim Amalek. And then it says, Zeh ha-min ha-eid b'tmiya. He says, did you eat from the tree? That means it was a question. It wasn't a statement. Hamin ha'itz. Hamin ha'itz meaning shalemayle b'chinas ha'itz. He was above the level of the eitz, of the eitz ha'chaim teverad. I mean eitz ha'das teverad that the goyim come from. Mikoma came mi'ach adchsiv hamin ha'itz. The fact that he asks the question, "Did you eat from the tree?" Beloshin to me was a wondrous question. Had a yesh le'akupon k'sar shaychus ha'leitz. I mean, he still had a connection to the eitz. The question is, how is it possible you ate from the eitz, which means Haman is above the eitz but connected to the tree? Shim leike lema maskira eitz ha'leitz. The fact that Haman ha'eitz hamin ha'eitz shows that Haman is really connected to the level of the eitz, but he's above it. Inyan, he says like this. What's the inyan? Shubachinus makiv lo eitz negeya ve'ena negeya. It's like it touches and doesn't touch. It's like we learn many times in kedusha. Seviv kol alman. Yeah, it's above the world, but it's connected still to the world. Not like mamala that's internalized. Like clothing are surround the body, but from the other side they have to fit you. That means they're connected to the body, but above the body. Haman in evil is negeya veina negeya. It's connected to the tree, and it's not connected to the tree. What is that level? That's the level of chutzpah v'gasa suruach. It's chutzpah because that's the union of Amalek. Amalek is chutzpah because the Eden came and coming out of, like the famous Medrash. They're coming out of Mitzrayim, the burning hot, like the burning hot tub. Everybody's afraid to start up with it. Came one crazy guy And he jumped into the sea. Yeah, he got burnt, but he called it off for everybody else. And the uniqueness of Amalek is the level of chutzpah. V'nei, l'um ezeyesh b'kedusha, there's an opposite chutzpah of kedusha, which is called Haman after the beard. There's Haman before it's refined. That's the level of ultimate evil. Haman came from Amalek, right? Haman was a descendant of Amalek. So Haman had this unbelievable level of chutzpah above Seichel. But after you refine Haman, then it's chutzpah of Kedusha. Because the Gemara says, Ki mibnei banav shel Haman lamda teira berabim. In Bnei Brak, by the way. Haman's kid descendants taught teira publicly in Bnei Brak. So you see that after Haman was refined, his kids were Kedusha. And now he's a berabim publicly, which is a higher level. So there's a level of Haman in Kedusha. What is that? I Haman is Chutzpah. There's Chutzpah in Kedusha. What is that? His heart was elevated in the ways of Hashem. Like the Gemara says, Ein of Lamato, V'libay Lamayla. The Gemara says, what does it mean? How is it proper humility? It says, V'yigba Libay. The heart up, but the eyes down. What does it mean, the eyes down? A nayim at the level of chokhma, kayachma, bachinus, maisha, which is anav, ma'ed, mikol adam, the level of bittul. So anav means the level of chokhma is the level of bittul. Or bachinus, alev. Tzarech li yisham yaseido eish vatimoin. Viteva eish, lagbil alis lamayla. It's interesting. There has to be bittul. And at the same time, a Jew has to be a burning fire that goes upward. Not downward, bittul, upward. And he says, for Adam tzarech kli es kolo mishneim. You need to have both. So therefore, Haman, before the birud, is the ultimate level of chutzpah of klipa. Haman, after the refinement, is like it says, v'yigba libay b'darkei Hashem. That's the level of chutzpah of kedusha. Not to care about the world when they want to get in your way. You know, it's a level of gaiva. I don't care about you. You're not getting in my way to serve Hashem.
But we commanded to wipe out the memory of Haman and Amalek.
Yeah, so you have to get rid of that Amalek.
Well, something good came out of it.
Eventually, but it was a bitter in a different way. It was not a bitter of, first it was breaking, and then you find in the Megillah, Beis Haman Nasati Lester. Haman's wealth, Haman's home, in all levels, what happened was transformed to Kedusha. It was given to Mordechai and Esther. Kim lo yiyeh b'chin es agvar klal. Because if a person will not have the, let's put it in a positive way, the Yiddish guts, the Yiddish chutzpah, lo yiyadiv libe l'gashya sol aveda, then he won't be able to come to do aveda. Why won't he be able to come to do Aveda? Because the guy will say, "Mi aneichim ha'avedasi, who am I? I'm a nobody. How can he expect me to reach closer to Hashem? I'm a nothing." So he says, yeah, you need to have your eyes down, meaning Chochma has to have the level of Bittul, but Dafka because of Bittul, that's why the person could be elevated and do what's right, because he doesn't care about himself. In other words, like this. A person who's bottled to a cause, who's nullified to a cause, won't care personally about himself. He won't care what people think about him. Let's speak about Yiddishkeit. Somebody will be embarrassed to daven in a public place. As you're in an airport, you have to daven. Okay, years ago, they used to go to the public phones and but now there's no public phones anymore. So you have to daven basically in the airport, let's say, yeah? So you can have a person that says, "Oi, but what are people going to think of me? What are people going to say?" And another person that's very firm, he says, "Listen, I don't care about anybody else. I'm davening. I have to daven. Hashem wants me to daven. I don't care about anybody else." That's also haughtiness. But it's chutzpah of in a positive way, not in a negative way. So you can have it in a negative way, like Amalek, which is the level of haughtiness, elevating itself that I'm better than everybody else. And then you can have another level of Bittul and Kedusha, Not that I'm better than anybody else, because he says you have to have ein of lamata. Your eyes have to be down the level a bit. What's so funny?
On Turkish airline, everybody was.
Okay, so a person needs to have both, because if you don't have the chutzpah and you're going to care what everybody thinks about you and says about you, you won't do any mitzvahs. And he says, l'chein tzorch li'agbor salev. A person has to have this, literally, the elevation of the heart, meaning the guts and the chutzpah and the ego, b'tshuk v'tzimayin shebay, in the desire and the thirst. But at the same time, it has to be einayim lamata. Because the Gemara's expression is, your eyes have to be down and your heart up. So he says, what is seemingly it's a country? Are you up or down? So it says, the eyes, which represents chokhmah, wisdom, that has to be down, meaning you have to have humility. But from the opposite side, the fire of the heart, this is interesting, water, the brain is cold like water. The heart is hot like fire. Now, seemingly, water and fire are two opposites. Number one, besides the fact one's cold, one's hot, intellect, there's nothing colder than intellect. Chassidus explains, cold intellect is called dead. Because it's cold, there's no life to it. So you have, from one side, you need to be, your eyes, meaning your level of intellect has to be down, meaning water comes from a high place to low place, which represents humility, that you feel down. And the opposite side, the heart is hot, which is fire. Fire is the level of going up, and you need both things simultaneously. And he says, "V'gam chinas einayim lamata." You also have to have your eyes going down. L'bitul mamish b'insof, to have complete bitul and subjugation and nullification to Hashem. Bam shachas chachmi lo keach ma, which is basic hatera. That eyes mi chachmi nafkes. In other words, you need the same thing. In other words, like this. Normally, intellect causes ego. The more a person knows, because what's the uniqueness of a person? The uniqueness of a person over animals is the level of seichel. That's why the first bracha after the first three is Atochen Lodom Das, that Hashem gives us wisdom. Why? Because uniqueness, it says in the commentaries, the uniqueness of a person over an animal is we have seichel. But the problem is, the more seichel you know, then the more haughty you are by nature, because I'm more person, so to speak, because I know more. So yet, it has to be the level at the same time of bittul, of humility. Now, how do you reconcile these two things? So it's very simple. When it comes to learning Torah, for instance, which is Hashem's wisdom, so a person feels that you need to realize that really I don't understand it at all, because it's infinite God's wisdom. It's Hashem's infinite wisdom. This that my brain is able to understand anything of Torah is because Hashem is super kind and he put Torah in such a way that even a limited mind can understand infinite Torah, because the Torah itself is infinite, but he's understanding a limited amount of it. But otherwise, learning itself, as it did by many people, caused a tremendous level of ego. And therefore we learned, the Gemara says, that before you learn, you must say the bracha. Remember the Berachas HaTorah. The Gemara says that why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Not the base of English. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Because they didn't say the bracha before learning Torah. You know, Shebracha Banu Mikol Amin, that bracha. Like we say in brachas in the morning. So the question is, Rabbi Nuyena asks, what's the big deal? You do a mitzvah without a bracha. You put on tefillin without a bracha, you still did a mitzvah. I understand if the Gemara says they didn't learn. If they didn't learn, okay, I understand. It doesn't say they didn't learn. They learned. They just didn't say the bracha before the learning. What's so bad about that? So Rabbi Yain explains, this explains obviously a lot, but Rabbi Yain explains that the problem with learning without the brachas is learning then becomes a negative aspect. Because what's the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, Naisein HaTorah, that it's God's Torah. That means when a person makes a bracha before learning, they realize that not that if I don't understand, this is human nature, if I don't understand something, it's wrong. That's human nature, Bechlal, anything. If I don't understand it, it cannot be right. So a lot of times a guy will learn Gemara, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, whatever, and won't understand it. It doesn't make sense. So what would the person by nature say? It doesn't make sense. That means I'm right and God's wrong, basically. To put it in a very clear cut thing. God's wrong and I'm right because I don't understand it. So God, I can't be wrong. God must be wrong. So that learning, it says in Chassidus, goes into klipa. It goes into evil. What's the union of saying the bracha before learning Torah? Before you learn Torah, you come and realize, not saying it, realizing, that it's God's Torah. Therefore, in essence, I should not be understanding anything. Not, I have to understand everything. If not, really, I can't understand, it's infinite wisdom. How could a finite brain understand infinite wisdom? So therefore, b'chal, I shouldn't be understanding anything. God is extremely kind to me. He allows me to understand what I think I understand. And that's the level that he says you need to have. From one side, you need to use your brain to understand a lot, which seemingly does cause ego, but at the same time, it has to be a total level of humility. By understanding, I really don't understand anything. And therefore, we find a very interesting thing. Kids go to school, they learn the pasuk in Chumash, Bereishit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-ha-aretz, so it's in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and they learn it, and they know it, they get 100 on the test, and they're all proud of themselves. And halachically, they understand the pasuk. They learn Torah, they understand it. And the greatest of minds, Rabbi Akiva and all those guys, didn't even begin to understand anything from that pasuk. So yeah, when you understand something in learning, you have to understand at the same time. That's what he says, Ein of Lamat. You understand, yeah, I understand it. I think I understand it. But at the same time, a person really, I really don't understand it. Because what my finite mind understands is definitely not the way Hashem understands it. You know, when a parent tells a kid something, yeah, to do something, to do well in school, okay? So in the kid's mind, he understands why, because I need to get a good report card. Or get stars in my chart. You know, if you're in high school, you get stars in your chart. Otherwise, you... But that's not the reason the parents telling him to do well in school. The reason, and it's all limited stuff, by the way. The reason the parents telling him to do well is because in life, you have to be able to do well. You have to be ignorant. You have to be literate, not illiterate. You have to know, you have to think, you have to be an intelligent person. It's a much deeper reason than the kid said. It's cold outside. The parents said, put on a coat. So the kid thinks the reason, okay, I'm going to be cold. The parent knows you're going to get sick. It's a much deeper reason. That's even within the finite. So he says, and he said, "Gam b'chinas einayim lemato," even the eyes going down to be bittul. Which is Kayach Ma Be'esek HaTeira, the Reis, Michochma Nafkas Teira, comes from the level of Hashem's Chochma, which is Bittul. Okay, Shekosu, Dvarai, Asher Samti Beficha. What does Hashem say about Teira? My words that I'm putting in your mouth. So it's Hashem's words. And that's why it says, Tamar Chochom needs to have Shminis, Shebeshminis, an eighth of Gaiva. Remember the Gemara says in Saita that a Talmud Chacham needs an eighth of an eighth. So now what's the chesh, what's the eighth of an eighth? It means very minimal. But he says there's a reason why the Gemara uses eighth of an eighth. Ki hine b'chin is Chachma. In Chachma it says, Yeshlame Beis Nesivas. There's 32 paths of Chachma and there's 50 gates of Bina. Okay? Levonin, by the way, is Lev Nun. The word Levonin, Lebanon, is Lev Nun, which is Chachma, and Bina Lev is Chachma. So it says it's 32 channels of Psukim to say that. It's 32 chapters of, channels of Chachma and 50 Bina. So he says like this. There's Lamed Beis and Sivas Chachma, and Gam Lev, heart, also equals Lamed Beis, right? Now, Klolus Shneim, so now 32 and 32 is 64, which is an eighth of an eighth. An eighth of an eighth, by the way, for those that is a 64th. So that's what it means. Oshmini shebeshminis. What does it mean? An eighth of an eighth is chelik echem yisamach dalid. 1/64th, which is agbos alef hamochubet el meach hachochma. That's the connection between the heart, which is lev, And the Chochmah, which is Lamed Beis, Nesivas Chochmah. Meaning, the level of Bittul in the level of the heart. So because primarily it's the level of Bittul. But you need to elevate your heart. Meaning, to realize I could do it. In other words, haughtiness is not that humility doesn't mean I can't do it. Humility means I could do it, but it's not my own powers. Humility doesn't mean I'm a nothing or a nobody, it's an idiot. Humility means, of course I could do it. There's no question I could do it. But where do I get the power? It's not me. It's not my own power. This is coming from Hashem. If you don't go up, you don't come down. That's a level of Kedusha, of Haman, after it was refined. Like Haman, before it was refined, is Amalek, is chutzpah, and haughtiness of evil. But after Haman was refined, what happened? Haman's house was transformed to Mordechai and Esther, which spiritually means it was transformed to Kedusha. Or, like the Gemara says, Haman's grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, taught Torah publicly in Bnei Brak. Is a level of the Levush and the Suz. Okay, so he says like this. The whole Maimon explained the Kedusha, the holiness of the Levush and the Suz and all those stuff, yeah? And he says, how does Haman get to these levels? It was Haman's idea. And Haman actually took it. Haman took the Levush and the Suz. So where did he get it from? How does Haman get to this level of Kedusha? So he says, because Haman, after it's refined, is an ultimate level of Kedusha. It's transforming haughtiness of evil, chutzpah of evil, to haughtiness and chutzpah of holiness. I could do it, and there's nothing to stop me because this is what Hashem wants me to do, but not in a way that I'm who I am. I'm a nothing. But Hashem gives me the koyach. The level of gaiva v'snasus. V'sus is begmatria beis pamim samach gimel. With horse is twice the name Sag. Sus is Samach Vav Samach. So Vav is two threes, right? So it's Sag, Sag. Mach enke mechines kase malchus. Huh?
Question about Sus.
Last
time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ubechines batale shotle ime dafke. Shem bezelu mezebechines homen. Bechines uklaal. In Kedusha, there is that level of Gaiva doesn't exist because in Kedusha, it's only the Bittul of Ratzing, which is Nasekedim Lenishma. Therefore, like this, Matan Torah, the Yidden said Nasev Nishma, which is ultimate Bittul, like we learned. What does Nasev Nishma mean? Not only, I ask you to do something, you hear what I have to say, either you'll do it or not. That's Bittul to your will. But if I say, whatever you say I'm going to do, which is not Sivanishma, blind faith, whatever you want I'm going to do, then you're not bottled to the person's ruts and you don't even know what his will is. You're so bottled to the person, whatever he wants, you're going to do. Right? So that level happened by Matan Torah. What was the culmination of that level? No, the ultimate Sof, Purim, with the Mesidus Nefesh. Who caused that, by the way, who caused that Mesidus Nefesh? Haman. No! Mordechai did the Mesidus Nefesh, but who made the Jews? It's like, there's this guy, Avigdor, there's a Mitznagdur Rav in Pinsk. He was the one that helped getting the Alter Rebbe into prison. Yitzchak Kislev story. So after Yitzchak Kislev, the Chassidim were for bringing, he came to them and said, you have to thank me for this holiday. Because if I didn't put the Alter Rebbe in prison, he wouldn't be celebrating. Without Haman, we wouldn't come to this level. No, that's the challenges of Haman of evil causes greater revelations of Kedusha that you wouldn't get without the Hamans, without the challenges. No, you wouldn't get anything. Okay.
This idea that the